So this is me attempting to record day two. Yesterday, I don't know what it was. I was super fucking high, I guess, and I was not able. Like, I was fucking up. Like, I was doing a bad job engineering and podcasting because I fucked up because when I was smoking, it fucks with my sinuses. Like, I legit think I'm allergic to weed. And before anybody starts anything to go against weed, this my bad, y'all. Leave her the fuck alone. I'm going to continue smoking, so don't never think that that's that. But for the most part, I am trying to come up with ways to battle that, because I like smoking and then podcasting. So yesterday I am attempting to smoke. Well, no, I already smoked. I'm trying to podcast. I fucked around and I fucked up and I tried to go back and erase something and erase the whole bitch. And I was like, damn. And I started over, and then I started over, and it was like, not at the beginning, it was like in the middle. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, hey, fam, you too high for this. Go sit your bitch ass down. That's what I was like, yo, I'm going to chill out. And, no, this was the day before yesterday. I lied. This day before yesterday, because yesterday was opening day. But I still would like to speak on what happened yesterday. I mean, day before yesterday. Sitting up, I was talking to Joes. With me talking to Joes, told Joes I want her to come on the podcast. So me and Joes just shooting shit. And with her shooting shit, talk about work, talk about, you know, regular shit. And she was like, hey, your brother Jay put up a picture of him holding somebody's hand in a hospital, like some lady's hand in the hospital. So for anybody that listens to the podcast, they understand that my grandmother is no longer on earth. And a lot of times Jay posts a lot of pictures of her. And I'm not that open with my grandmother the way he is with our grandmother. I don't feel like that's nobody's business. I kind of had an episode where a dude was talking real reckless. Man, I was so upset. I'm so mad because I had patience. I knew he didn't know her. I knew the words he said was a little different. And I knew I had way more shit on him than he could ever have on me. Like, he was trying to find my address. I knew his address. I knew shit about his kids. I knew shit about his work schedule. So if we was going to play, we was going to play. but I decided not to because I had understanding and patience. So when Jay does that, I feel like he does shit for attention. So Joe's was like, yeah, like, I hope it ain't your mom. It was my mom. Me and my mom don't have a good working relationship as a son and mother. We don't have that. And it's not anything to be upset about. So after that, me and Joe's kicked it. I end up banging Kyle line, like, yo, what's up? It's some shit I want to, you know, run past you. Just let me see what's up. Oh, no. It was like two things. Because a childhood friend, Jabbar, hit me up. And the last time me and Jabbar talked, it was years ago. I was just getting on the Boston Market shit. So he called me. It was like, yo, I want to do some sports betting. I'm going to send you some money. And you just place the best for me. You know, you get a little bit of cheese. I get a little bit of cheese. Just don't play with my money. I'm like, yeah, man, ain't nobody playing with your money. I'm like, I ain't really into sports betting shit. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, cool. Like, I ain't really tripping. I do it because I'm a friend. But then he kind of got to talking a little crazy. Like, yeah, because, you know, if I got to come down there, you know, it'd be a little different. And I'm like, who you think you talking to? And he like, no, I'm just saying. I was like, no, fuck the money. What up? If you're going to come down here, you're going to see what type of time and what type of atmosphere I'm going to create for your ass. Like, Don't come down here on some shit like you tough. Cause nigga, me and you done fought our whole fucking lives. Boy, you ain't whooped my ass. Like when we was little niggas, you probably get me, but come on, man. Ever since that time, I fuck you clean up. Like I don't know who you think you talking to. So he banged my line, and this was years ago. We didn't talk past that and all that. But with him banging my line, he called like with a sense of urgency. Like, man, I want to talk to you on some real shit. You know, I'm that nigga you knew from the hood. Why you got to tell me all this if you just want to talk? I ain't never been one of them niggas, bro. If you just want to talk, just say, hey, man, call me back. I want to talk. But when I called the number back, it was disconnected. Oh, yeah, that's some good coffee right there. The number was disconnected, so I called Kyle because Kyle fuck with him. When I hit Kyle up, or Black was basically just on shit like, no, I ain't fuck with him since you told me he was on goofy time. And I was like, oh, all right. I was like, well, shit must be Therese. So I left the shit alone. With me leaving the shit alone, me and Kyle just got to reminiscing about life and experiences. He was like, man, give me an hour. I'm going to pull up. I'm like, man, that nigga say that all the time. He actually pulled up. So with him actually pulling up, we had a good conversation. Him, Murder pulled up, a.k.a. Carl. Another person who, looked out for me, him, his brother. Just little niggas of the hood. We was all, like, around the same age, but they were older. Looked out. Gave structure. Cool niggas. They whole family love Michael Jackson. I ain't never seen a whole family look. Like, you can't talk about Mike around them niggas. If you be like, oh, Michael Jackson the crackhead, them the whole family gang up on you. Like, they fuck with Mike. So they come over, and when they come over, me and him discuss some stuff, and I told him I was here for him, and, I just appreciate and love him. He just went through something. So, my heart will always go out to him, appreciate him. And in the same breath of me appreciating him, I noticed like he's a little bit smaller. I can take him. Because Carl used to be a big motherfucker. Like, you don't get the name Murder just for being like a regular nigga. So yeah. And he always been 5'3, strong as fuck. Big as fuck, ripped up. So him and Kyle come over, we smoking, just sitting up talking shit, and Kyle's explaining to me, like, yeah, man, Therese, old dude be getting into it, man, and old dude be getting me activated where I want to fuck him up. And I'm like, bro, like, for what? He like, man, I just don't want that nigga putting his hands on old dude. And I'm like, well, old dude should understand he's past his prime and he shouldn't put himself in situations where niggas can put his hands on him. And you got to understand you're dealing with men. You're no longer dealing with children. I was like, oh, man. Like, you got to think. Like, life is a thinking man's game. Like, it's not just some shit where you can go and be like, oh, I'm going to move off emotions. Like, sometimes you can move off emotions, and that shit be cool. Other times, no, man, you got to show the adult in you. You have to show that you grown. And I explained to him, I was like, nigga, if somebody come over and do something to you and your people, you going that same night. You ain't even going to think. You ain't even going to strategize. You ain't even going to give it no time. You too emotional. And we all get that from my old dude. I know I'm emotional. We all get that. So I just basically kicked it to dog. And we had some good conversation. We talked about Jay, our strained relationship. And we've talked about the strained relationship. Kyle seen the shit when he was 17. Nigga, it took me damn near, 34 to see this nigga didn't have good intentions for me and he was using me. And I was like, Kyle, as upset as you can be with Jay, just imagine a nigga who did fuck with him. Like, nigga, I'm heartbroken. Like, nigga, I should be the fucked up one. Because he affected so much shit in my life. When I wanted to fuck with Joes, he told me, no, I don't fuck with Joes. When I wanted to fuck with Marquita, he told me, no, I don't fuck with Marquita. Like, that was his going route. Like, once he seen me fucking with somebody and being happy and all that shit, he used leverage as far as, hey, I don't think that's the type of woman you need to be fucking with, blah, blah, blah. And both of them are good women. And I missed out on them. And with me missing out on them, yeah, it's just different. It's different. I was going to say a little slight, but then they're going to hear it. So I'm being cool. So with that being said, just really kicked it with him. He came over. He gave me some bud. That shit was cool. But I really, really appreciate Kyle for what he did, what he showed me, the foundation he laid, the shit that he helped build. I appreciate that. Kyle was the first story I ever heard about a protector. I'm a baby, I'm crying. If I'm one, this nigga Kyle three. So he see me crying and the lady trying to, you know, shake the, what was she trying to do? I guess it was like the old school bassinet or something. She trying to like shake it and make sure I'm good, like trying to, you know, comfort me. Man, and then Kyle get up and kick the fuck out of her. I was like, man, leave my brother alone. Whole time she trying to help. But shit, Kyle was standing on business when he was three. So shit, you already know what that shit is. And just really grateful for that. A lot of people get shitty older brothers that never helped, never gave a fuck, shit like that. So should be different, man. Should definitely be different. He sent me to work Friday. Man, he sent me to work Friday. I appreciate that. It's a little shit on my mind. So with it being a little shit on my mind, he kind of helped ease that. The day was smooth. Shit wasn't fucked up. We was cool. We was cool. And man, they send you people at the right time. I'm not going to say it was my breaking point, but it was a time frame where it was like, yo, I have to see. It was one of them days. And just for that, the energy kind of changed up. Shit kind of switched up. My work shit was cool. It was really straight. Straight as fuck, too. Like, straight in the motherfucker. So, I'm definitely not mad at that part. Yesterday was opening day. Kind of laid around. I didn't get downtown about 5 o'clock. And when we went, smoked one, lit up another one. We all in traffic with it, with the windows down. Me, YBT, and me, Wine. We all went out. No, before that, my fault. When I pulled up to YBT, People Crib, her and me Wine surrounded me and hit me with a plethora of questions. Like, oh, did you speak to this? Did you see this? Did you do that? Did you do this? You taking a shot? Oh, no, he can't make his shit. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, God damn. They was on each side of me trying to force me to drink a cup. And I had to remind them, like, no, I'm an adult. Like, that peer pressure shit been gone. Like, y'all niggas can't do that shit no more. I'm an adult. So, with me being an adult, like, back up. Y'all don't gotta babysit. Y'all don't gotta be on me this tough. With that being said, I fucked up. It wasn't a big fuck up. It was a little fuck up. It wasn't a big one. I said, I shouldn't even be wearing this Tiger shit for opening day because them niggas ain't showed me they want to be good yet. And niggas was like, what? I was like, I should wear my Lion shit. And niggas was like, that's so disrespectful. I was like, no, because the Lion's kind of straight. We just need to see what they're going to do in the draft. I'm just not a believer of Jared Goff. I'm just not. Like, if we had a quarterback that could do his motherfucking thing, like, if the quarterback fucked decent, if he was good, Jared Goff is decent. He's decent. It's a passing league. His numbers, as long as he throw, for the weapons he get, he's supposed to be able to air that bitch out. I was very disappointed because I thought our offense would mimic what the fuck San Francisco had. I thought it would have. It don't. But I got to speaking on that. Her brother, Hooley, kind of jumped in and was like, oh, no, nigga, you can't be talking shit about the Lions. And I was like, come on, bro. And after I got finished talking to him, it's either one of two things. He just didn't give a fuck, or he was like, well, damn, nigga, you got a point. Because he kept on saying, yeah, I see that. Yeah, I see that. So it was like, all right. So then we leave, and then we start smoking, putting shit up in the air. I'm fried off the bud Kyle gave me. And they pulled out an infused cone. And when they pulled it out, not they, me wine pulled it out. And when me wine pulled it out, it was more so like, oh yeah, I'm gonna bless y'all with this. And she tried not to smoke. Me wine always try to get me to smoke. But it'd be more shit like, no, not smoke, drink. And I told her I'm not a drinker. I'm like, I'd rather smoke more. But I always try to smoke out her lungs. They was fried yesterday fucking with me. And that infused joint didn't really do shit to me, because I came home and smoked again. That infused shit. Hey, man, I've been smoking weed too long for some weed to scare me. Y'all have to give me the shit this Snoop smoke for me to be a little nervous. And that's just real shit. So we get downtown. We go YBT. YBT around this bitch driving reckless. Damn near just hit a corner. She in the middle lane. You had to be in the left lane to turn. We're in the middle. She just hit that bitch. I didn't even know she was turning. I was like, hey, nigga, did you use your blinker? She like, hell yeah. I said, no, look. You didn't hear nothing. You ain't see nothing. Dog, you just bent that corner. She fried. We ride up to park in a hotel so we could walk. And it's right across the street from where me wine gonna be called Lil Sis. It's right across the street from where Lil Sis work at. So she got the plug on it. YBT fried and pulled off, left the ticket. Remember this left the ticket part, because it comes back. it definitely comes back. She, I got to pee. All right. Lil Sis try to hop out, get the ticket, run up on a car directly behind us like, hey, did y'all grab that ticket or blah, 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 or some shit like that. And they like, no, YBT, get out. We all sitting there. And I recorded a video like, hey, y'all niggas fried. I could tell y'all niggas fried. Hey, we could come down here. We could just say it was a good go. We could say we tried. But y'all a little bit too fucked up, man. Y'all a little bit too fucked up. Like, chill out. Shit didn't go down like that. So since shit didn't go down like that, guess what happened? We around this bitch walking around. So I'm like, all right, we walk across the street so YBT can use the bathroom and shit. So me and Lil Sis sitting outside just chopping. We end up going, and I'm asking them, I'm like, where we going? Because they just walking and turning. I'm like, let me know where we going so I can see, like, what's up? So they tell me I cut through the park. They on some bullshit. My dumb ass cutting through the park. I'm about to be in line waiting. And YBT looking at me like, no, come over here. We got the plug. Like, we about to slide in. Like, these are people. So I end up being able to slide in. So when I slide in, I was like, oh, okay. We get a little table. We sitting there. Music loud as hell. Hey, Detroit as a whole, stop playing songs from 7-8 years ago. Can we get some new music? Like, that's majority of the people who fuck with music. I mean, who DJ. They got a set from 7-8 years ago. You'll hear, I'm higher than the motherfucker. Right? Come on, man. No. That shit probably 12 years. That shit probably longer. So they play all the shit from my younger 20s. And I'm like, nah. Nigga, I would have respected if y'all niggas would have played the, y'all could have played Future shit. His shit just dropped. Y'all could have played Sexy. Y'all could have played anything. Hey, for niggas that feel self-conscious about listening to Sexy Red and that Get 'Em Glow. Hey, man, fuck that. Them hoes rapping. Those women aren't rapping. I'm fucking with it. I don't give a fuck about listening to shit like that. Niggas be like, oh, you can't listen to that. That's a girl song. Hey, man, it's better than the shit the niggas putting out. And college basketball is for the women. Like, women basketball is way better than the men's. I don't know no fucking Angel Reese for the men. I don't fucking know no Caitlin Clark for the men. I don't know no Juju Watkins for the men. I'm naming all women. Like, no, nigga. Y'all better embrace that shit. Like, nigga, when niggas get their turn, have their turn. But when it's women's turn, don't be calling time out and say y'all don't want to play no more. No, get your ass over there. Hey, that glow and that sexy red, that bow, bow. Man, that shit go hard. I ain't fuck with y'all niggas. I'm not on y'all niggas' side with that. That shit definitely go hard. But they was playing bullshit music. I had a fire-ass chicken cordon bleu. Minus the ham, because everybody know I don't fuck with ham. That pizza was good as fuck. End up having pizza. End up having, what was that for the pizza? A platter that was $24 that had 4 cheese sticks on it. 2 tenders that looked sad as hell. And some onion rings and some lemon pepper wings. So when that shit came down, it was more so like, I wasn't fucking with it. I wasn't going for that. Whoa. No can do. I wasn't fucking with it. So I'm definitely straight on that. But it was a good time. Music. You got to know when you downtown, it's definitely going to be a vibe in the place. I ran into what I seen. What's up? What he be saying? He a food critic. He be like, hey, friend, that one dude from here, I can't think. He just got engaged. Him and his significant other, his fiance, was putting up shit. I was right next to him, and he was with a whole bunch of girls and shit. And then there was a whole bunch of, tall guys. And they was twerking and all that shit, and I was trying to get the fuck up out of there. I was like, man. But if one of you niggas try to twerk on me, it's gonna be something. It's gonna be something. A nigga getting hood. Bitch, I don't play like that. No, y'all definitely getting that. It was gonna be bow, bow, bow. I just don't fuck with that. But they was in their space, their own atmosphere. They did what they did. I was out that bitch. I was up, shit, I'm gone. We was on our way leaving out anyway. And then we went back to the car to smoke again. Yep, went back to the car, smoked again. And then I told them, like, oh, I'm tapped. I ain't about to be out here fucking around. Like, it's starting to get cold. Y'all go out here and try to get some more drinks. Like, I'm fried. Like, I'm sitting here. And it wasn't so much I was fried. I was just done with the day. Like, I put up on YB. It was like 4. It's like 8:00 now. I'm like, I'm good. So they go out for about 45 minutes, come back. Remember when I said that ticket shit was going to get good? I told him that when we were sitting down at dinner, too. When we was eating. I was like, we need to find out to play with the ticket. Oh, I have a pass. We're good. Mm-hmm. We about to see how good you was. So, they come back 45 minutes later. With them coming back 45 minutes later, I'm like, oh, y'all back soon? So, we trying to get out. With us getting out, your card is actually your ticket. So she put the card in. Shit don't go through. Now, to her defense, the gate did lift up because that's what got us in to be able to park. But she got these passes, and I'm telling her, I'm like, hey, the adult thing to do is to go and tell him, like, hey, I just got in. This is this, blah, blah, blah. YBT was like, oh, I'll take care of it. We fried. We forget. No harm, no foul. So we get there. And I'm explaining to him, like, hey, you know, when shit like this happen, these motherfuckers can charge you whatever. So we get up to the gate. We trying to use the ticket, trying to use the card. We call the help desk. The help desk was like, oh, yeah, we trying to see troubleshoot shit. Go there for the 20. I mean, Girlie was like, well, since you don't have a ticket or anything, and she was like, no, I got these parking passes for my job. I should be able to use them. So she trying to use them whole time. She ain't trying to, you know, girly that's helping us ain't trying to hear that shit. She like, well, if you ain't got the ticket, if you ain't got that, we just going to have to charge you $60. That's the lost ticket shit. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I knew that. Trust me, I knew that. I worked in security. I know how shit go. So, since you kind of know how shit go. Fam, we know what the play is. We know how shit gonna go down. Like, come on, man. We're already up. Like, come on. So they going back and forth with her trying to park and ticket. So we sit there, wait. We waiting. And little sis like, hey, man, we could just trail behind another car. And I'm like, oh, you don't think camera's watching us? You don't think that they going to get the license plate? You don't think none of this shit? Like, yeah. That's why I hate smoking with niggas, because clearly they weed be better than the weed that we smoked. And I don't get it. Like, crazy shit start coming out. And I'm like, yeah, all right. So then we sit there. They call again. They get it down to the dub. And then little sis acted like she can't do shit. And I'm like, what the fuck going on? I'm like, just pay the dub. We get the fuck up out this bitch. So we sat there so long that a dude came out and was like, hey, man, what y'all trying to do? And he was like, what's going on? I ended up talking. I was like, hey, you know, we came in. It didn't give us a ticket. With us not getting a ticket, we kind of stuck. We explaining to him, once we put the card in that we use, it's saying it's complete. And he was like, oh, if it's complete, well, the gate should lift up. We was like, yo, it didn't. Like, it didn't lift up. So since it didn't lift up, he was like, so what's going on? And I'm like, that's just the whole thing. We're just trying to figure out. And little sis was like, yo, I work across the street. I work at blah, blah, blah hotel. So he was like, what? Pull the card out. Boop. Go ahead and enjoy your day. It's like, all right, thanks. So then we just go back to the hood. And I kind of ended my night. Just set up was watching TV. Smoked a little bit, ate. Got me some little snacks and shit from the gas station. Shit was cool. The other part of the day, I end up inquiring about the general manager position that I was supposed to receive. I've been at work like 4 weeks, and I was told I'd probably get trained a month, and that month is approaching, and I ain't been doing nothing but nights. I just been a fill-in nigga. So with me just being a fill-in nigga, it's taking advantage. So I had to call Julie and then just kick it with her. Like, Julie, you know what I do? You see girl playing in your face? Like, make that phone call. Like, make that phone call. Get her over there. She gonna take her people with her. I'm fucking with who I fuck with. Who I don't can go with her. Ain't nobody feeling a certain type of way. Dog can just get the fuck on. Like, blood can get the fuck on. Her and her people get the fuck on. For real. Because if we doing business, we about business. Like, girly already not running this bitch right. She already calling off on you. Multiple days each week. Like, do you want to have somebody consistent who gonna do their job, or do you want to have somebody that's gonna come in this bitch and half ass? Like, what's up? Like, what are we doing? What is the goal? Because I could go somewhere else and get some cheese. I can always go somewhere else and get some cheese. I know who I am and I know what I could do, and you know that shit too. So she was like, you right, let me put a phone call in. Then I end up calling white girl, aka Jess. And I told Jess, like, hey, man, I might have to lean on you with some of this shit. You might have to give me some game, because who I got over here not really helping, and they're not really showing me shit. So Jess was like, oh, I get you. Like, whatever you need to know. Do you need to know this? Do you need to know that? And I'm like, Jess, I need to know all that shit. Like, I seen shit happen, but it's only one nigga who do one thing. Like, one nigga clean the fryers good. Another person who I've been with do paperwork good. It's just, it's so much different shit. So with it being so much different shit, I don't know. That shit just different. It's different as fuck. So with that shit just being so different, I'm leaning on Jess for that, for the most part. I keep on getting they don't give a fuck vibes. And if they don't give a fuck, they need to move out the way and let a nigga hear who do give a fuck. Like, that's just real respectful, real nigga shit. Like, at the end of the day, like, hey, man, I know you don't give a fuck about your shit, but I'm a nigga that care about my shit, man. Let me move and groove the way I can. Let me get my shit off. That's the most important thing for me. That, and really touches some cheese, too. Cheese I've been touching ain't been that. Definitely ain't been that. But, for anybody listening, go and watch Roll House. The second one is better than the first one. The script is better. Jake Gyllenhaal, I believe, does a better part. Once I found out that it was a remake, I went to go watch the one with Patrick Swayze. No, I'm straight. The bases really didn't make shit. Like, the base of it was too crazy. I like the second one better. Definitely check that out. As far as everything else, I'm looking for some time with Joe's, where she come in podcast right quick. Give me a couple vibes, a couple stories. You know, we can kick it. Have a good old nigga time. I feel like that's important. People that will be on the podcast for 2024, Joe's, Jenny. Excuse me. I'm gonna try to get Cuz back out here. I'm definitely gonna. I don't know about Ro. Ro be so much of a nigga and shit. L. Gotta get L back out here. Dill got a podcast. Shouts out to him. We need to link and support him, because he came out and support me. So I need to give him that support and go through it. He record his. So, like, actual video. So his shit gonna be like that. I wish he would have started it years ago, because he just at a bad time where everybody got one. So his shit, if he ain't on there damn near fucking a bitch or fighting, ain't nobody really gonna be like that. I've been podcasting for about 7-8 years, so I'm kind of sweet on shit. Like, I've been podcasting so long, I had Jason on the podcast. That's how long I've been podcasting. I had Jason and his wife on the podcast. Like, come on, man, I've been podding a little bit long, a nice little minute, like, just what it is. But love and peace. I appreciate the motherfuckers that appreciate me. Fuck with who fucking with you. Get your dick sucked if you have one. Get your pussy ate if you have one. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, and nigga ain't gonna lie. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, baby. I don't see shit. Definitely get your shit off, man. Sometimes we be weird and in a fucked up space, so we know how to mentally channel that shit. We know how to physically and spiritually. Hey, man, that emotion part is big. Like, sometimes busting a nut will reset that shit for you. Like, I get it. You don't want to use that shit all the time, and you working on yourself. But if you love yourself, man, get you some. Definitely get you some. And that's the most important thing I can say. I feel like that's what is beneficial sometimes. Like, we know all these other steps, but we forget busting the nut. Busting a nut will get you places and help you out and help you fuck with that fucked up coworker. It ain't the liquor. It ain't the weed that's going to help. It's that you busting the motherfucking nut.